Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen. Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
We're such a busy society, and we're doing so many things all at once, but it feels sometimes like you just can't handle it all, and you just don't have the energy, and if you did, boy, you could be so much more motivated and get so much more done. My guest today is Dr. Michael Galitzer. He's a nationally recognized expert in energy medicine, integrative medicine, and bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Welcome to the show, Dr. Galitzer. So, energy. We seem to be a society so low in it. Is it because we are not, we don't have the right vitamins? Is it our nutrition? Is it a combination of so many things? And what can we do to change that?
Yeah, well, great to be here, Melanie. There are many, many things involved. First of all, health is energy. And secondly, I've been doing this for about 30 years here in anti-aging / energy medicine. I was an emergency room doctor for 15 years before that. And basically, people really don't want to live to 100 as much as they want to feel great. And so that's why I wrote the book Outstanding Health, because people want outstanding health. Our society rewards people for being outstanding. We give Academy Awards, Super Bowl rings, et cetera. And so basically health is energy number one. And most of the people that I see don't feel well. And one of the major causes, obviously, is not having enough energy. So where does it start? It starts with number one, getting your head together, positive emotions, being passionate about your life, being excited about your life, being on purpose and being grateful. So that was the first major key that I looked at in this book, Outstanding Health, as opposed to other people that want to look at toxicity and toxins and the bad things that are out there in the environment. I thought that getting your head together, mental, emotional balance is probably the most important thing that one could have. One of the things that I find among most people here is they don't sleep well. They either can't fall asleep or they frequently wake up between 1 and 3. And in this concept of energy medicine, the liver is a very, very key organ. For the liver that gets the toxins out and major filter of the blood. In Chinese medicine, the liver is has a time where its maximal energy is between 1 and 3 in the morning. So when the liver is imbalanced on this energetic level, which we'll talk about in a little bit, people frequently wake up between 1 and 3 in the morning, and it's a very common complaint about many patients. So when I say energetic and balance, I'm talking about the fact that traditional medicine looks at the body from a physical point of view, x-rays, CAT scans, MRIs, and a chemical point of view, blood tests. But it doesn't look at the body from an electrical point of view, except for the heart, EKG, and for the brain, EEG. But there's an electrical liver, kidneys, pancreas, adrenals, thyroid, et cetera. So think of your body as this orchestra. And these organs and glands are instruments in that orchestra. Some are in tune, some out of tune. If we can get everything in tune, the music is right and people feel better. And the second major concept is toxicity. Toxins are in the air, water, food, pesticides, heavy metals, chemicals, bisphenol A, viruses, bacteria, parasites. As these toxins accumulate in our bodies don't work as well. And consequently, that's a major contributor to lack of energy. The third major area is hormonal imbalance. And when I talk about hormonal imbalance, I'm really talking about the adrenal glands, which sit on top of the kidneys. They're the first organ affected by stress. And most people have tired adrenals. They're tired when they wake up in the morning. They're tired as the day goes by. They frequently have another tired episode between 3 and 5 in the afternoon. And adrenal fatigue is a concept that is not recognized by traditional medicine at all. And yet it probably exists in maybe 80 to 90% of the people out there. So strengthening the adrenal glands, getting the toxins out, mental emotional balance, probably the three keys to having more energy in your life.
So what can we do? How do you know, about the adrenals? Is this something, if you say that Western medicine isn't really acknowledging it, are we not seeing this in our standard blood tests that we're getting? How do we know?
Absolutely. We don't see it in the standard blood test. Well, it's a great point by you, by the way. And basically, the traditional blood test for cortisol, which is the major adrenal hormone, is a 8 a.m. cortisol level. And if somebody's coming with you with a needle at 8 a.m. in the morning, fasting, your cortisols are going to go up. So the real key is to evaluate adrenal from a 24-hour time period, which is basically getting saliva samples every 4 hours. And then you can monitor the two key adrenal hormones, cortisol and GHEA. And what you can see there is adrenal fatigue very easily on a saliva test, where you really can't see it on an 8 a.m. fasting blood test. So that's the first key. The second key is that there are technologies here in energy medicine that can actually also show that there's adrenal fatigue. And one of them is called heart rate variability. Heart rate variability has to do with the difference in length of each heartbeat. The more each beat is a little different from each other, the greater the heart rate variability. And I mean, even hundredths of a second. So if you had a pulse of 60, you'd think each beat is 1 second. But if one beat is 0.98 seconds, next is 102, the next is 104, then 0.99, that's variability. So we use a test in the office, about a four-minute test, where we lie you down and we stress you by standing up. And you can very easily see adrenal fatigue in the difference in heart rate variability between lying and standing. So there are tests out there that are not traditional, however, very, very, very accurate, which can certainly measure adrenal fatigue.
So then what do you want us to do about it? We only have a couple of minutes left, Dr. Galitzer, and I want to give something that people can do today, right now, to get more energy. So give us your top five things right this minute that people can start today to give themselves more energy.
Well, the first thing, obviously, is to eat correctly and to avoid junk food, and that's a whole other area. But again, as we talk about, the second thing is what are the key adrenal vitamins? There's vitamin C, there's vitamin D, there's B complex. Adrenals need protein at each meal. Adrenals need, one of the things that we use is intravenous vitamin C, which is more commonly being used now. It's been used in my practice for the last 20 years. The adrenals have the highest concentration of vitamin C in the body. So giving intravenous vitamin C is a major way to increase strength of the adrenals. Licorice is a great adrenal herb. DHEA is an adrenal hormone that people can take either sublingually or as a cream compounded in the pharmacy or as a pill. So those are really some of the keys that people can do to get their adrenals stronger. And the stronger your adrenals are, the more energy you're going to have. So I'd say the first thing that people can do is A, get an assessment of their adrenals, and B, take those following substances previously mentioned to help their adrenals.
Where do things like exercise and nutrition play a role? I know they're a whole show in themselves. We only have a minute or so left. So what do you want people to do about activity and that sort of thing?
We want, from a nutrition point of view, we want people to eat an alkaline diet. Most people have tissue acidity, which is basically we're eating too much of the coffee, sugar, cigarettes, alcohol, soft drinks, and causing too much acidity in their diet. For exercise, obviously, there's all sorts of exercise. We'd like people to, if they can exercise, to at least walk. Treadmills are great. All sorts of exercise are great. But the key is any exercise that causes you to be tired 30 minutes later or the next morning is too much exercise and certainly indicates adrenal fatigue. So an exercise program should be under the supervision of a doctor or an exercise physiologist like you, and probably would be the best way to go.
That's great advice, and you can see more at drgalitzer.com. That is drgalitzer.com about adrenal fatigue and getting more energy, because really it is what we are all looking for, is some way to feel more energized so that we feel like we can get more accomplished and get more done. And certainly there's a big role that stress plays, because when you're feeling too anxious and stressed out, you feel like that's slowing you down. It's limiting what you can do. So we want to work on all of those things to get more energy. It's more than just a cup of coffee. You're listening to Melanie Cole's Health Radio Show right here on Radio MD. Stay tuned and stay well.